This is John and Raheel with Dell on ESPN 97.5.
Is there a bunch of hate on stuff today? I mean, I've been all along. Don't stop with the Bulls comparisons. Stop that they could beat the Showtime Lakers. Stop all this talk. Stop, okay? They've won one title. And now they have as many losses in the postseason as they did in the regular season. They needed to validate that 73 wins. They needed to validate it, and they didn't do it. So this argument about them as an all-time great team but doesn't hold much water for me.
I don't even think it was an actual argument other than obviously what they did. But who was – every time that topic came up, they can't beat the Bulls. I think it got shut down pretty quickly.
Well, I don't know about that. I hear a lot of people – and I'm hearing – I mean, I know Steph is a great player and everything else, but the superlatives that we put on guys in such a short period of time – and again – LeBron, his career, wherever he goes. Don't forget, Steph just came on. Steph's been around a little while, and Steph is they just came on now for the last couple of years. LeBron, since he came into the league, and not even Jordan can say that. I mean, LeBron gets to the finals early. Jordan doesn't make it to the finals until 7 years in. Mm-hmm. I mean, so, and when he got, you know, the supporting cast around him that was great. To me, LeBron James and all of this stuff about Steph right now, and we love today, we love spectacular, and Steph is spectacular, but LeBron is all time.
He is. This morning, my brother texted me, ultimate Kobe fan. He goes, LeBron surpassed Kobe last night. Last night, that performance, what he did in those final four games, I've never seen anything like it. I truly haven't seen what he has done. Especially the back-to-back 40 games, Game 7 on the road, triple-double, the block. That's what is going to be known as the block.
Yep.
That was unreal, man. And it felt good to see LeBron get it.
John and Raheel with Dell, ESPN 97.5.